this is Carrie Peters.
And Stacey Morgenstern.
And welcome to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast.
Where we're here to question how we do life because the normal rules no longer apply.
Hello, Better Than Ever podcasters. Hannah Duncan here with the bold and badass lifestyle coach, Kathy Murphy. She is one of our 10K finalists, and we are so jazzed to have this badass lady here. Kathy, how are you doing today?
I am doing fabulous, Hannah. How are you?
I am just wonderful and so excited to get to know you. So let's start off. What was your life like before you started the 10K challenge?
Oh my gosh, right before I started, I was pretty much trying to find my way, who I was as a coach and where my ideal clients were. I had started BHC a year previously when I found Carrie and Stacey, which was a total life-changing event because I had been through a 37-year career in public service and was removed from my job by the governor's office. It wasn't by choice, but it was one of the best choices that could have ever been made for me. Previous to that and during the same time, I had undergone Lyme disease, cancer, rheumatoid arthritis, the end of a long marriage, the care and death of both my parents, and pretty much almost worked myself to death. As we say in coaching, we all win the game we are playing, but I was having a hell of a game. And then in January of 2016, I had finally gotten back into surfing. I went out on a windy day, took off on a wave, and felt a huge slam to my head that knocked me completely out in the water. I could not get back on my board. Something invisible pulled me up. I believe it was my mother. And at that point, I knew that my life was not over. I was alive for a reason, and I needed to figure out what my next purpose, or the purpose I had really been born for, was. And then I found Carrie and Stacey.
Did you start off in the BHC program or did you jump right into grad?
No, I started off in BHC. I had been coaching all my life in one way or another in my job, and I loved helping others. And I actually started in BHC with the goal of being able to help others with similar illnesses and having gone through things that totally destroyed their life. And in the process, my greatest surprise was how it totally transformed me and the person I became through BHC, which I automatically, it was a no-brainer to move into HMBA, which I did immediately after BHC. And the process before the 10K even had totally transformed myself. I know it's first for me and then for others. And I had to go through all that and learn it on the way, but it was such an incredible journey and such a blessing that I never dreamed I would come out with. My goal was helping other people.
So right before the challenge started, let's talk about how your business was doing. Were you thriving? Was it going well, or were you having, you know, some struggles? Had you ever made over 10K in 10 weeks before?
I had only made a total of $1,200 when the 10K started. And yes, I was struggling to find out, as I said, who I was as a coach and who my ideal clients were. I had a lot of practice clients. I worked with people with backgrounds similar to mine. I tried connecting with people through traditional networking, and nothing really seemed to fit and feel right to me. So I was struggling with the fact that I felt like I was working hard, it was hard work, but I just couldn't find out my niche and who I was meant to serve. None of them clicked.
What initially inspired you to register for the 10K challenge?
I knew that in order to be the person and coach I wanted to be, that I absolutely had to do the challenge, be all in and play full out. I've always done my best in my life when I'm living in the uncomfortable and I'm challenged. In fact, knowing what I learned in HMBA now, I know I often created challenges and struggles if I didn't have enough of them happening on their own. And I just knew that this was what was going to get me there. And from day one, I wasn't willing to negotiate not crushing the challenge in all areas of growth and improvement in me and my business.
As you're going through this challenge, what fears did you have to overcome to stay motivated week to week?
Oh my gosh. It was a daily thing to stay motivated week to week. The biggest fear I had was that I would not be able to grow enough to try to kill all my limiting beliefs off. And I knew that I couldn't just take small steps. I had to take massive action and big leaps in order to shut down that limiting belief and at the same time do all the inner work, which by the way is really badass work, but it's difficult. I never in my life had listened to my inner voice much. I have a really strong mind that never stops, and getting that integration of my mind and my inside together to work on those things was my biggest challenge. And I was afraid that I had so many issues and beliefs with money and time that I would not be able to work through them in time to make the challenge. Each day, what I did was I would get up. My goal was wake up, connect, and serve every day. I had that written all over papers, all over my house. I also had my big why of why am I doing what I am doing as a coach, to serve others, to create strong, powerful, kind, caring, bold ass, true to being who they were made to be, playing full out in life and having fun, women able to see and achieve their own life that they dream to create. And I looked at that daily. I woke up, I connected, and I served. I learned to love the yeses and the noes, the closed doors, the 0 weeks, the open doors, because as my awareness increased, I felt like I was getting closer and closer to my path and what was supposed to be my true path, because things started feeling more and more fun. I struggled with my belief also that in the past, I don't think I ever did not make a goal in my life. And if I had to kill myself to get there, I would. And that goes way back to, I remember when I was 19, in 1972, I was one of the first women smoke jumper firefighters. They didn't have any firefighters in. They didn't like us. They didn't want us. And I damn near died being one. In 1977, I was one of the first peace officers in the state of California. They didn't like women, they didn't want us, and they tried to kill us as well. So I've always loved those kind of things, but I've like almost killed myself in the process. My last job I did that, I worked 16 to 20 hours a day fighting for the rights of the people of California, and I was so passionate about it that I was a mess when I finished. And I didn't want to go there with this, where I worked myself to death. But the more I listened to what was inside and woke up connected and just served, the more that it wasn't hard work. I was working from 5:30 in the morning until midnight a lot of the time. But it wasn't hard. It was fun. It became really fun. So that to me indicated that I was on the right path. I was getting closer and closer to who I was. And I'm also somebody who chooses faith over fear. This was the hardest fear I've ever overcome, because in any other challenges in my life, one of the most difficult parts of the 10K was that I have been pretty fearless in my life. I have overcome many, many things, but they were either outside me, or they were circumstance in life, or they were even physical things, the injuries, illnesses I've had. But this is the first time ever the opponent was inside. It was with me. It was there. It was what was limiting me from getting to where I wanted to be and being who I wanted to be. And that was the most difficult ever struggle for me.
Well, it sounds like you've lived maybe 100 different lives. So I think you've absolutely earned your title as the bold and badass lifestyle coach. Do you care to elaborate what exactly a bold and badass lifestyle coach does for me?
Absolutely. I help inspire women to be a bold badass. And that means being strong on the outside, finding that power within, in their inner voice, listening to it, integrating the two, being kind, being caring, being true to being who they were made to be, no matter how different, no matter how weird, no matter how crazy that person is, they were made that way for a reason. I want everyone to feel and know that they have to bring their unique brilliance into the world. That's why they were born. And they're the only ones that can do that. And it's up to them to share that with everyone else and feel good about it themselves.
I love that. That's beautiful. So how did you come upon the title Bold and Badass Lifestyle Coach? I mean, I guess I could probably take a quick guess and say, like, you are a bold and badass woman. But what inspired you and how did you finally settle on that?
I think it was a combination of things. I never considered myself a bold badass. If I was ever told no in anything, I never believed anything was impossible. I was like, don't tell me no or challenge me or dare me to do something, because I'm going to do it just to prove you wrong. But I never looked at myself that way. And I started during the summer. I was also, one of my favorite things about coaching is I coached similar things to girls 12 through 15 year old as part of a surf camp. And I inspire them to connect with their inner voice. I teach leadership and life skills through surfing. And those girls were so fun. And they kept saying, gosh, you are like so bold. And so the bold word was kind of sticking in my head. And I was teaching them how to be bold and speak up for themselves. And then one of the moms goes, oh my gosh, my daughter talked about you. You are such a badass. And I was like, maybe I am a badass. And then I started saying to people, well, I'm a bold badass coach. And they were like, oh, people either totally resonated or they like didn't like it. And I was okay with both, because the ones who totally resonated love it. And I was like, so these are the people who are meant for me to let them know that that's okay. And it's kind of a different way. I was at a networking thing one day, and there was another coach there. And one of the people was asking us what we did. And I said, well, I'm a bold badass lifestyle coach. And she was asking me about it. And she was all excited. And then she asked the other one, well, you're a bold badass coach also. And she said, no, I'm a women's empowerment coach. And I kind of chuckled. And I said, we both kind of do the same thing, but for a different group of people. So
yeah,
to me, it's an empowering thing. And it's a way that I've been able to reach like crazy people who, it's no surprise to any of us in coaching, when we start finding our ideal client, we're like, oh my gosh, it's me, like at 40, you know, it's me a long time ago. My head is like ruling everything. It's wrecking my life because I can't feel inside anymore. I mean, it's those kind of things that come out of it, where it was just so exciting, because my clients, I had one client come to me because she said, I want to get on a board. Her name was Linda. She was 62 years old, came from Chicago. She's like, I have to get in the ocean on a board. I said, I don't just take people surfing. I coach. Okay. And she said, I don't need coaching. I'll sign up for your shortest program. It was a month long. During her month, because I knew how we do one thing, we do everything. We learned that in HMBA. And we turn fear into excitement, as we're taught. So surfing, you can overcome fear. So I got her on her board. I also, she and I together co-created, she published her first article. She put in for a promotion. She'd been in her job 7 years, was afraid to ever put in for one. Put in for a promotion, which by no coincidence from God in the universe, opened up in Clearwater, Florida, where she always wanted to live. 5 weeks later, she moved there. She had done all that in 5 weeks.
That sounds like a bold and badass coaching session.
And to me, that was fun. I love doing that. Most of my clients now are either small business owners, or they are people who own a business who are now tired of that business. There's no more joy, want to start a new one, or they're workaholics working 24/7, critical care nurse. I have, a lot of different backgrounds, but they want to get out and start something where they're serving others. So it just, it's really exciting for me because I know that they can bring their energy and what their strengths and their big waves of life. I talk about everything as it relates to the ocean sometimes. And just as an example, it doesn't always have to be on the water. One of my new clients hadn't been on a horse in 6 years. She's struggling with her business, not able to get it going. And I said, oh my gosh, okay, week one, action step, go get on the horse, shoot me a photo of it by Friday. It's like, I can't, I've been injured, I've had this, I've had that. I said, get on the horse, remember? She goes, this is that stretch accountability thing, huh? I'm like, yeah, she did it, she's on fire now.
Oh, nice. Well, I love that you're like incorporating like these big physical activities and as well as like, you know, having them reach for their goals. I think that that's a really cool and unique approach. So are you incorporating surfing quite a bit into your business? Does that?
Yes, I incorporate. It depends on the person and where they come from. One of them said, why are we going to, I go, we're going to go in the water at least once. She was like, but I don't like the water. I said, what is it about the water you don't like? She goes, I'm afraid of it. I go, why is it scary? Well, I have no control over the ocean. I go, those are the two reasons we're going. Overcome fears and give up control.
Gabby, I could tell that. Oh, sorry. What did you say?
She did really well. She got in the water one time. And she actually just finished her 90-day program. She had been stuck for 7 years in her business. And she's thriving now. She got a bunch of new clients. She's doing really well. And it wasn't all because of the water. It's finding, I help people find whatever they love. Because so many people in the world today are not doing what they love. And when we stop doing that, whether it's during our off time or what, and we don't incorporate into business, the horse lady is incorporating things about horses into her business now. And it's like, if you don't incorporate that, why are you doing it? Just go get a corporate job, show up for work every day. You know, it's like, it's got to be fun for you. If you're somebody who likes fun. And I don't know anybody really who doesn't.
I was going to say, I hope most people like fun. I think that that's a pretty common thing.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you have absolutely found your passion. You are so excited. I can just tell, like, listening to you, how much you love what you're doing. And so has it always been like this? Like, how long did it take you to get to this point of where you're just like glowing about the work that you're doing?
During the 10K challenge.
Yeah.
It totally changed.
Wow.
I just became where, like I said before, I was excited about it, but it was still kind of work. It felt like it was hard work. And that was like feeding my belief that, yeah, you have to work hard. You're going to have to work 100 hours a week again if you want to make money, if you want to do this, if you want to do that. And it felt hard. And now it feels easy. It's like I tell people, I go, they'll be like, wow, you're like so excited today. I'm just always excited, kind of. And I said, well, yeah, I had three clients. Oh, my gosh, it was so great. We talked about all these things. You know, they're making progress. It's so fun. It just, I get more excited than they do, I think, sometimes. I'm so into it. And it took time for me to get to that point, and I did it. Just, it was during the 10K. In fact, at one point I thought about it because I had to go have papers signed. This is just kind of a funny side note. I had to have some papers. I had to go to the notary because my husband's lawyer wanted this thing signed that I was the one that signed it. And I walked in. It had been done like 2 years ago. I walked in and they said, well, is this you? And I said, to be honest with you, I am not the person that signed that before. No. I said, I'm completely different. I'm a new person. I'm the best version of me so far. So I even believed that and saw that. And I think that one thing that really helped me in the 10K, and in less than 10 weeks, I went from 1,200 in my first year to somewhere over 13,000. I'm not sure exactly where. I had to become my business and my personal superhero. I do a lot of my coaching with a superhero cape. I just took it to a breast cancer event and put it on all the breast cancer patients, the doctors, you name it, didn't matter who they were, put the cape on because I have a talk about being your greatest superhero. And I had to become my greatest superhero to grow into that cape, to double my fees, to create ideal clients, and to become best friends with time, energy, and money, or it never would have happened.
So we're speaking of the 10K challenge. How much money have you made, or how much money did you make in the 10K challenge?
It was over 13,000. I think it was 13,600 and something.
Wow, congratulations.
And I had a lot of 0 weeks in the beginning.
Yeah. When did you officially hit the 10K?
Oh, I hit the 10K like day one of week 9.
Wow. Okay. So it all kind of happened sort of right there in the middle, I guess, is when.
Yes, the middle, week 7, it started picking up. I went to networking meetings. I created two meetup groups, the Bold and Badass Women of Ventura County, and then I took over Fun and Enriching Females of Ventura. I created one networking group, and I connected everywhere. One thing I did, like I said, wake up, connect, and serve, is it didn't matter if I was in Trader Joe's or I was out on my board. I started connecting no matter where I was. And the really neat thing, and I think that could help other people as well, is that we sometimes think we have to go somewhere with a certain group to find our ideal clients. And we actually have those kind of people in our life, whether we know them or have never met them, everywhere we go now. Because if your ideal clients like some of the things you like, when you get to know them well enough, then you go where you normally go and you just start talking to people you don't know. And you'll be shocked that even if it's a 10-minute conversation, that I felt somebody smiled when I got done. They were like, oh my gosh, I'm going to feel so much better at work today. I'm done. I've done my job for the day. So I made it a point to just be everywhere that I already was, create new places to go. I created the networking group so that I could practice talking and with different topics of things I wanted to do programs on to get the input of how people looked at those programs. Were they something they needed? Were they something they wanted? Because you've got to talk to so many people to figure out who is that ideal client. You've got to know them. I wrote letter after letter after letter at night to my ideal client, not a particular person, but I would use things from particular people and write to them about, you know, I know you, I get you, I feel you. I've been through this. And that really helped me a lot as well.
I love this tip that you gave everybody, and I hope you all caught it, but going places that you're already going, that's where you're going to find your clients because you're looking for people who are interested in similar things. I think that's such a great tip, and it feels like a no-brainer, but I think that when you know you're starting off your coaching business, you're like, oh, where do I need to be? I have to be this place or this place, and it's like, no, just go the places that you've always gone to and start talking to people. I love that idea. So we've talked about how much you've made thus far. We touched on where you find clients and how did you decide what to charge your clients?
I had charged the first one $1,200. I actually calculated out like how much I wanted to make, how much per hour, how many hours I spent creating clients, what went into one particular client in terms of setting up their program. I have two, they're both 90-day programs, or one is a 90-day, one is a 6-month. They're both called Dare to Be More because my clients love dares. And I had started with $1,200, like I said, and then when I calculated out how much would I need to charge to make it where I can also make the money I'm wanting to make right now. What is my bold money goal? What does that come down to by the hour? How am I going to do that? What am I going to price it at? And I set it at $24.97 for a 90-day. And the hardest thing for me, because I had set my price before at $15.97, I had talked to a lot of people and I had backed down from the price. And the hardest thing for me was getting through those money issues and those beliefs that I had inside that I couldn't charge that kind of value. I hadn't been coaching long enough. I wasn't good enough. And when I became okay with being valuable, being, you know, worth my experience to have me coach them, and I told the first person, here's the price, it's $24.97 for a 90-day program. No qualms, all in. And I also only will coach people who are a hell yes or a hell no. I don't take maybes. And I have had people during the 10K also who I said I had yeses and nos. I had yeses from people who really wanted me to coach, and I said no, because they just were not the kind of a fit where I felt I could make the kind of changes in them. I could make the ones that they wanted, but they weren't what makes me thrive, what brings me joy, the level I want to work with people at.
Is it hard to make those decisions?
It was kind of hard during the 10K, yes. I struggled. and when I struggled with it, I had more and more things show up. Like one of them was a male whose wife called me begging me after, because I was like, no, you know, I'd like you to think these things through right now. This isn't something that I feel you're all in enough to the level that you and I can create what I feel you're capable of. And his wife called me, please, please, you're the only one he'll talk to. He won't go to a counselor. He won't do anything else. He wants to work with you. And that was like, that was in the time frame that they extended the 10K by a couple days. She called me on the weekend and was like, please take him, please take him. I'm like, well, that would look good on my money. And I'm like, what the hell am I thinking? That's not right. That's not me. I've got to stay true to me, because if I'm not true to me, I won't be successful in what I'm doing, and I won't feel good about myself. So it was hard, but when it was hard, those circumstances kept happening to test me and push me and make sure that I was strong in my belief. So when I got through the money beliefs, it was no problem to say $24.97 for a 90-day and $39.97 for a 6-month, and that had doubled what I had before.
The thing with coaching, and the more and more I talk to our students, I find that it's not just about the training that you get through Health Coach Institute or the amount of years that you've spent coaching or the hundreds of people that you've worked with. It really is about like all of your prior life experiences that turn you into the type of coach that you're going to become. The training helps you sort of like gather all of that information that you have and then put it into not like a product, but like a complete package. And so it's not just your training. It's not just about the people or the amount of people you've coached or the amount of money you've made. It's about your entire life experience up until that moment and what you're able to do to help other people with it. You absolutely have like, I mean, there's so many different parts of your life. Like you just sort of like said it really quickly at the beginning there, but like some people have only experienced maybe one or two of those things. So you've got this like whole bucket that you can pull from of experience to help your clients, and which honestly makes you the bold and badass lifestyle coach who takes their clients out on surfboards and makes them ride horses and helps them live their full badass life. I absolutely love this. And I just love your energy with this. You sound like you have found your place.
I have. And it's so true. It's so absolutely true that we all bring a lifestyle, a whole life, whether no matter how many years we've lived, a whole life of experience and what we did. And the odd thing was when I started finding my ideal clients, I was like, oh my gosh, the last job I was in for 9 years, I had pretty high level managers under me. All but one of them were male. They were so much like my ideal client, but they were men. And now they're women, but they have so many of the characteristics the same. And in my 37-year career, people always wanted to work for me because they always promoted out of there. They always, the ones who came in with potential, loved it because I pushed them and I got them to where they wanted to be. And not in a bad way, I also was very motivating to do it. And they loved it. That was why they wanted to work for me. So I was like, it was like, those were my clients then. these are my clients now, a lot of similarities. And now I have all the tools with TCM, especially, to be able to help them create this lasting lifestyle change from the HMBA program. That is just awesome. And that was why I had signed up for BHC, was I felt like I wanted to coach people. And I had been coaching actually 12 through 15 year old kids life skills through golf as a volunteer, and ended up doing it full time because they loved me as a volunteer. And I love that. I like giving something back to people. And I knew, though, that I needed, when I clicked on the HCI and looked at their website, I was like, oh my gosh, they're going to give me so much education in this. I'm going to be more than well prepared to go out there and coach. And I know it gives us that. We still have to work through the personal issues with us that say, well, I'm not good enough yet. And in fact, one of my success coaches once goes, well, what is good enough? What level is that? And how do you measure that? And those are hard things to look at and work through, but they help us to learn that. And I know that I love the first for me and then for others, because during the 10K, I had some things that I learned. I also went to a weekend long program on by a business coach and dealt with some money issues there. And that was shortly before the eighth week. And it was like, I worked on it that weekend. I came back Monday morning. I had the same thing in a client. So I brought in all the stuff I learned that weekend, because I was like, oh my gosh, okay, God, this is a little close. I'd like to learn it at least a few weeks ahead of my clients and go through it. But we all have everything we need inside. We just have to tap into it and use it and get the education we need to get there.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, Kathy, I cannot wait to see you at the live event. You're going to be up on stage with all of our fabulous 10K finalists. How are you feeling? Are you getting excited?
I am very excited. I'm like super excited. It's like all I can think about.
I have no doubt you're going to be wonderful up there, and I can't wait to actually meet you in person.
Yes, me too.
And everybody, if you are coming to the live event, get excited. Kathy's going to be up on that stage. She is going to be rocking and rolling up there with her bold, badass lifestyle coachiness. And if you would like to learn a little bit more about Kathy, you can go to her website. It's boldbadasscoach.com. That is boldbadasscoach.com. I cannot say that enough. It is so fun to say. And before we wrap up, Kathy, is there anything that you want to leave our tribe with? Any love or tips or anything?
Absolutely. I love all you guys. I could not and would not be able to be on stage if it were not for all of you. You guys are so supportive. That was part of what sold me to move right into the HMBA program, was, oh my gosh, this tribe of people. I have never before in my life had a purpose tribe like this, where there's other crazy people so driven by their passion for life and helping others and changing the world. Oh my gosh, you know, most people look at us and they think we're crazy. You guys get me. It's like, and I get you. And it's so fun together to be going out there, and each of us has to bring all those crazy things, all those unique things about us, or we won't be able to change the world. We need everybody in the tribe to step up, continually show up for yourself, connect, and go out in service. You have so much to offer the world. The world needs you and everything you have. And you already have it. You have it inside. Just do that deep badass work and bring it out. Because you are all bold, badass people. And I love being part of your tribe.
Well, we love having you in it, Kathy, and I cannot wait to see you at HCI Live, as well as all of you listening. I hope that you're all able to make it. You can still sign up for your seat if you have not, and I totally suggest that you do it, because, as Kathy said, our tribe is just incredible, and it is a love fest of like smart, sassy, wonderful people all coming together because they want to do one thing, and that is change the world, spark the revolution, and do good things. So what more could you ask for? A room full of people who just want to help others. It's incredible. You can go to www.hcilive.com/Dallas and sign up for your seat deposit there. And we cannot wait to see you guys. Thank you so much, Kathy, for joining me. I'll see you at HCI Live.
Can't wait to see you, Hannah. Thank you for having me. It was a pleasure and truly an honor.
Thank you.
Thanks for tuning in to Better Than Ever, a Health Coach Institute podcast. For more information on our programs, please go to www.healthcoachinstitute.com. Comment and share if you like what you hear.